Wavesound Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Beanung from the Heart by Kim Scott, narrated by Gregory J. Fryer. Beanung from the Heart. Harley, a man of Noongar ancestry, finds himself at a difficult point in the history of his country, family, and self. As the apparently successful outcome of his white grandfather's enthusiastic attempts to isolate and breed the first white man born, he wants to be a failure. But would such failure mean his Noongar ancestors could label him a success? And how can the attempted genocide represented by his family history be told? Oceanic in its rhythms and understanding, brilliant in its use of language and image, moving in its largeness of spirit, compelling in its narrative scope and style, Beanung is a novel of celebration and lament, of beginning and return, of obliteration and recovery, of silencing and of powerful utterance. Both tentative and daring, it speaks to the present and a possible future through stories, dreams, rhythms, songs, images, and documents mobilized from the incompletely acknowledged and still dynamic past. Winner, Miles Franklin Literary Award. Winner, Western Australian Premier's Book Award. Winner, Kate Challis RAKA Award. Forward, Philip Morrissey. With the publication of Kim Scott's True Country in 1993, there was an immediate sense that something significant was happening. Nothing like it had ever been published in Australia. Here was an author with a distinctive voice, an assured writing style, experimenting with form as he addressed the complexities of belonging, identity, and post-coloniality. I finally met Scott at the Melbourne Writers' Festival launch of Beanung in 1999 and remain intrigued by the relationship between the softly spoken man I met and the fierceness and the profundity of his creative spirit. Since then, Scott has gone on to produce a body of work that distinguishes him as one of Australia's greatest writers. In considering Beanung, two terms come to mind, mastery and authority. The mastery is found in the fineness of Scott's prose and the sureness of his grasp of history, the current historical moment as well as the past. There is also a surprising compassion. The modalities of a specifically Australian racism.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?